It's here and now. One of my favorite parts of Halloween is the scary CD. You hide some speakers out in the leaves, let it waft over the block. But you could also play the works of French composers from the 1800s. That's Camille Saint-Saëns' Danse Macabre, Dance of Death, about the legend of death rising from his bed at midnight on Halloween, summoning skeletons from the grave. Then there's this one. Paul Dukas' Sorcerer's Apprentice, made famous by the Disney film Fantasia. And how about a little Hector Berlioz? Berlioz's Symphonie Fantastique, which includes an execution and a witch's Sabbath. Fran Hoffner is classical music columnist for The All. She joins us every now and then to talk classical music. Hi, Fran. Happy Halloween.
Thank you, Robin. Same to you.
And start with a very, very scary story of Hector Berlioz. Let's listen. Think that you hear this sometimes on those scary CDs that you can buy.
Definitely.
In the background. It's apparently a tune of a traditional funeral chant. It goes back to medieval times.
Mm-hmm.
About a witch's Sabbath? Tell us more.
Yeah, so Symphonie Fantastique was the first sort of programmatic piece of music, as in when audience members showed up to the concert, they were given a program about what the symphony was about. It's in five movements, and it basically details the failed love affair of its hero, maybe about Berlioz, maybe not.
Well, we want to take that up. By the way, though, these are real bells that are used on stage. This is a recording from Leonard Bernstein and the French National Orchestra. So very cool there to have some real bells.
Mm-hmm.
But you say maybe Berlioz's story, maybe not. Let's go with that it is, because that's just so much better.
Of course.
He was a love-struck young man obsessed with a Shakespearean actress he saw on stage. And apparently the symphony was his attempt to impress her. Let's just listen to a little bit. Yeah. So he sent the actress tickets to the premiere. She didn't go. And so then this symphony becomes the story of an artist going off the rails?
Yeah, essentially. And he winds up marrying a different woman who was his big fan, who just went on and said nasty things about said Shakespearean actress in order to garner his favor, as you do.
Well, but let's talk about the fourth movement, the artist's march to the scaffold. It's an opium-induced dream.
Yeah, about one's own execution.
Well, how weird. And this is after murdering his beloved. I mean, this is a scary symphony. According to a PBS piece on this piece, Berlioz did take opium. That's how he got the actress to marry him. And then he took an antidote. I mean, this is crazy. But in the symphony, in the telling of this story, this artist thinks of his beloved as his head is chopped off. Let's listen. Oh, boy. this didn't go over well, we understand, in 1830.
No, it kind of freaked people out, which is understandable. I think it's still a little freaky now.
But, well, and tell us more about Berlioz's music. Was this common for him?
I mean, he was pretty experimental at the time. I think he liked to draw on a lot of tone poems and these a little more like fantastic ideas. And while that might have seemed sort of old hat by the end of the 18th century, he's sort of writing you know, 50 years before Saint-Saëns.
Well, as we mentioned, he did get the actress to marry him. They separated, but they are buried together in Montmartre Cemetery in Paris. So there's
how
the
romantic.
Yes, right. There's the story of that. And then there's Camille Saint-Saëns's Danse Macabre. It starts with a harp mimicking the stroke of midnight. Then death appears in the form of a solo violin playing tritones. Let's listen. Fran, your thought on those tritones we just heard, those screechy things.
Well, those are meant to symbolize the devil.
Yeah, they're used to convey evil in Western music. One's called Diabolus in musica, or devil in the music. Then we have skeletons that join the dance of death. Let's listen.
And this was the first use of xylophone in Western classical music.
Really?
Yeah, it had been used in Eastern music for a while, but this is the first time it appeared, and I think it had a very realistic, rattling sound to it at the time that probably spooked people.
And it gets wilder and wilder.
Yeah.
An oboe comes in to mimic a rooster crowing at daybreak. Tell us a little bit more about Saint-Saëns.
Saint-Saëns was a very popular and fairly traditional French romantic composer during this time. He was experimenting with the types of programmatic music that Berlioz had sort of set him up to write. So it's a pretty experimental work based on a poem by Henri Cazalès about, you know, an old French superstition about the devil essentially coming to life at midnight on Halloween and bringing all his skeletons with him.
Yeah. What was going on in France that they had all this scary music? Do you know?
a pretty tumultuous 19th century, I would say, politically, that maybe would drudge up some death.
Here's some of the poem. Zig, 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 death in cadence, striking a tomb with his heel. Death at midnight plays a dance tune, zig, zig, zag on his violin. The winter wind blows and the night is dark. Moans are heard in the linden trees. White skeletons pass through their gloom, running and leaping in their shrouds. Okay, so that's pretty scary right there. And I also think I hear this one on some of those Halloween CDs that they put out. That's Paul Dukas's Sorcerer's Apprentice. This is, of course, from Fantasia. Describe what's happening. You can probably picture it. I can picture it. What's happening in the film while this music's playing?
So in the film, it is our sweet friend Mickey Mouse, who doesn't want to do his chores for the wizard, I believe it is. So he uses the wizard's magic to command a broom to do his sweeping and cleaning up for him, but it gets out of hand.
And the brooms multiply.
The brooms multiply and flood the place.
Yeah, and this, I use this as an image, and I, you know, a lot of people don't remember it anymore, but this is how I feel when there's too many emails or too much. it's the brooms in the Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah, the piece loses control of itself very quickly in a really fun and spooky way.
Tell us more about Dukas.
Dukas was a late romantic, early modern French composer. You know, Fantasia comes out in 1940, I think, and this piece comes in 1897. So really not that much of a time difference between these two things. And he had only died just recently before Fantasia came out.
So we will have all this scary music posted for you at hereandnow.org. Maybe have these on your speakers tonight. And I want to go out with the other one from Fantasia that people usually think about when they think of scary music. Mussorgsky's Night on Bald Mountain. Your thoughts on this?
It's still too scary for me to listen to.
Okay, well, bye-bye. Fran Hoffner writes about classical music for The All. Fran, thanks so much.
Thank you.